Pinkston Communications writes, public school enrollment fell by 2 million students in 2 years, according to a recent poll. More parents are pulling their kids out of schools rather than have them to be indoctrinated by ideologues. Educator Chuck Wolf comments on why some concerned parents are choosing online faith-based learning programs. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome to the program Chuck Wolf. Chuck, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. And I'll just say this, that you were the founder, and Chuck Wolf is also the chief executive officer of Faith Academics. Their website is faithprep.com. He has more than 30 years of professional experience in the areas of law, business, and education. And Chuck, I'll tell you what, why don't we set the framework for this discussion? What do you think the founders of America intended when it comes to education, in contrast to what is happening today?
Well, that's a great question, Jerry, and I think it's one that is always good to go back to, because I think the founders saw education as a holistic experience. Right. There was obviously the need for individuals to learn skills, to acquire knowledge, to be able to function in various roles within their society and community. But a lot of, I believe, what education was designed for was the learning and development and transfer of the societal values and the bedrock of life principles that are carried from generation to generation. And obviously that's something that I think we saw at the beginning of our country and as our nation developed. And even within the public education system, there was always a strong kind of civic component and a future or forward looking element to why we went to school, right? It wasn't just for ourselves. It wasn't just to learn information, but it really was to be productive members of society and play a significant role in our family, our community, and our country as a whole.
It's interesting, too, when you think about the fact that the founding fathers said, in an era when most of what was religion in America, in the American experience, was Christianity in one form or another, they said in the Northwest Ordinance, Article 3, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. So in other words, to the founders, religion, again, some, you know, Christianity, basically, Bible-based stuff, religion, morality, and knowledge were the basic purposes of transmitting, you know, these things to in the schools. And, you know, today you basically, you know, they kicked God out, and there's strong implications to that because they've kicked out a godly worldview.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone has a worldview, whether they acknowledge it or not. And for me, my basic sense of how that relates to education is that every student is asking the big questions of life, right? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? Origin, purpose, destiny. And how do those all fit into this life that I'm living at this moment? And if you take God out of that equation, then you're headed toward a very unfortunate, if not disastrous, place, because life becomes pretty meaningless and definitely fractured without God at the center of it.
It's interesting, too, to think about the fact that the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so when they throw that out, then you basically left with the lack of wisdom. And you know, we if you just look at the, you know, the level of literacy 200 years ago in America, I mean, it was profoundly greater. I mean, I remember reading one time from Ann Landers, and this is from only about 100 years ago. She reproduced in one of her columns a test from our schools, maybe about 1905, something like that. And it was a very difficult test for the average person. In other words, the dumbing down of our education is a real phenomenon.
It is. It's a system that really is focused on the adults and not the children. And it works toward maintaining the status quo and pushes things down to the least common denominator. And so it is not a system that promotes excellence. It's not a system that allows individuals to rise up and reap the benefit of their own initiative or drive or uniqueness as a student. So it's a very frustrating and pivotal time, I think, in our educational system when we look at what's going on right now throughout our country and in our schools.
Okay,
so partly why I
sure. So how has COVID impacted maybe Americans rethinking how education is delivered in this country?
Yeah, I think it had a major impact in the sense, Jerry, that it did a couple of things. It forced everybody to go home and look at a new model of school, right? So everybody had to go home and learn remotely in one way or another. Now, what they experienced was generally pretty poor online learning. It was really remote crisis management by the school districts. But for some families, they actually saw that it was a model that actually served their child well, in the sense that they were more focused, less stressed, maybe more productive and efficient with their time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It allowed parents to actually be engaged in the learning process. Unfortunately, though, what they saw was horrifying, right? It was like looking through a window into their school for the first time. Many families had not really proactively tried to understand what was happening in the educational process. And what they saw was just horrifying to them, right? It was like a crime scene. Their child's education was being stolen from them by the craziness that was happening in the classroom and in these school districts. And I think that enraged parents to the point where they said, we've got to do something about it, whether that's pushing back against the local district and demanding changes in how things are handled, or looking at alternative options for educating their children. And I think that's where the trend is shifting.
Well, why don't you give a couple of examples of things that so outraged them, outraged the parents. For example, critical race theory. I mean, it's one thing to talk about America and look at American history and deal with the good, the bad, the ugly, deal with, okay, the reality of slavery, but then the uprooting of slavery at the cost of, you know, all the people who died in the Civil War, and then dealing with Jim Crow laws, and then uprooting the Jim Crow laws and so forth. But with critical race theory, in effect, what you have is a statement through the prism of Marxism that says that no matter what you do, we can't overcome racism, because the whites are the oppressors by definition, and the blacks are the oppressed by definition. And all of a sudden, you know, there's no improvement for anything. It's just like, oh my goodness, what? So some of the things the parents were learning that their children were being taught were like, wait, this is crazy. This is just not accurate. It's not right.
Right. And it denies an individual. And you think about that from a Christian perspective, right? The whole beauty of the gospel and the cross and everything is redemption and transformation, right? And it's the recognition that we're imperfect. But, you know, we're on a journey of improvement and change. And that's the history of our country as well. And to put individuals into a position where it doesn't acknowledge either the improvement that's happened or the positive change that is still to come, but makes everyone be guilty or placed in a position of shame or denied their free expression of who they are today just because of things that happened hundreds of years ago is just wrong, and it's not productive in any means, and it really inhibits individuals and groups from moving forward and seeing the ongoing improvements that this country has made, as you said, through the sacrifice of so many people.
And I do think, though, that many of the actual education establishment figures, in other words, union leaders and so forth, many of the elite teachers and so forth, see themselves as, in effect, social justice warriors, and they're trying to impose this kind of worldview on the children. So what's a parent to do?
Right. Well, I think, you know, your choices are you either try to work within the public system to make changes at your school board. And the hard thing about that is, you know, what happens in the classroom so much depends upon the individual teacher. So, you know, that teacher will still be trying to bring their views and their positions into the classroom. And the other option is to look at alternatives and find an educational model that is going to support the development of Christian character or individual character, and is not going to be about promoting ideology or agenda, but is truly about providing solid academics and really preparing kids for life, back to what we were talking about with our founding fathers, to really be productive citizens in a society in a model that requires that of our individuals. And so I would say it's look for alternatives where you can.
All right, so we have about 2 minutes. Tell us about faith academics as an alternative to what we're having in many of the public schools.
Sure, Jerry. So we're creating a network of online Christian schools called Faith Prep. We have a national school called Faith Prep Academy. And then in certain states, we have state programs and partnerships with Christian schools in that state. And our approach is to really provide an online model for families that either need that or desire that. Maybe they don't have access to a Christian school in their area, or they know that the online model works well for their child's learning style or for their family needs. And our, you know, our mission and focus is pretty simple. We want to provide academic excellence. We want to help kids develop Christian character through a unique program that we have called Faith Walk. And then we really focus on life preparation for kids to discover their gifts, talents, and purpose to follow God's calling in life. We have a lot of unique opportunities for kids to earn college credit as part of their program for a very inexpensive model. And they also can take career-focused courses and earn industry certifications. And knowing that not everybody is going into a college path. And so, again, it's, you know, it's really solid online learning with a Christian focus and perspective. But really designed to prepare students for their next step in life. And we can enroll kids across the United States and in most countries around the world. And we're also doing some work over in Asia right now, Faith Prep Asia, and working with Christian schools in Myanmar to serve over 750 students in that country. And that's a model that we're going to extend across the world as well.
Okay, we have 20 seconds to wrap up. Faithprep.com, that's your website. And this is done through Zoom or through virtual schooling, essentially?
Nope. Yeah, it's virtual schooling. It's a full-time model. We have all the programs and platforms and systems and processes. We have live instruction with Christian teachers who integrate biblical truth and bring their Christian worldview into the classroom. And it's a really dynamic learning experience and environment for the student.
All right, Chuck Wolf, again, faithprep.com. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thanks, Jerry.